per signum crucis te nemesis nostris, libera nos Deus noster, in nomine Patris et Filio et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I beg your pardon for my sins, and the grace to spend this time of prayer fruitfully by Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We are now in this season of Lent, but also we are preparing ourselves for the celebration of Saint Joseph, the day of Saint Joseph. We are also, so many coincidences, right? We are also in the year of Saint Joseph, right? So, Pope has proclaimed this year. So, let's continue talking to our Lord who is here in the Blessed Sacrament, talking to Him, relating our meditation to Saint Joseph. We can imagine ourselves in the house of Nazareth with Our Lady, with the child Jesus, with Saint Joseph, looking at them, looking at the world the way they look at it. When we look at Jesus, when we talk to Him, we are doing prayer. When we look at Mary, we see that she is thinking of our Lord, and she is very considerate with Joseph, her spouse. When we look at Saint Joseph, we see that he is all the time first concerned with Jesus, because God Himself, through the angel, told him to take care of the child, to be a father for him, and of Mary. That's inseparable for him, because the child cannot be without the mother, and the mother is the mother because of the child. And he is the person that has to be there beside Jesus and Mary. Am I also the person close to Jesus and Mary? Do I find the meaning of my life, of my existence, by looking and in dialogue with Jesus through Mary? Do I look at my mother Mary the way Saint Joseph looked at her? Intense love, veneration, closeness. We have to learn so much for him from Saint Joseph, and also for them, the way they interrelated, because this has to be our life. Saint Teresa of Avila, of Jesus, early in her life, discovered or became important in her life that devotion to Mary in order to reach Jesus. She says in the book of her life, "If I were a person writing with authority, I would gladly describe at greater length and in the minutest detail the favor which this glorious saint has granted to me and to others." It has to be, if I were a person with authority, imagine her humility, because at that time, of course, she was not a doctor, at least with the title. Even now she is a doctor of the church, because he far surpasses in depth of her asceticism and the depth of her knowledge of theology, many more people. He says, the fable, she's talking in an empirical manner, her life, how she had grown in her interior life by talking to Jesus, the way Saint Joseph looked at the child. But in order not to do more than I have been commanded, he was writing because her confessor told her to put in writing. She was very obedient. I shall have to write about many things briefly, much more so that I will wish and have necessary great length about others. In short, I must ask like one who had little discretion in all that is good. You know, parang she says, ako'y pobreng alinda hao. Hindi ko masyadong marunong, no? When in fact, she knew so much. You see, the contrary, we sometimes, we are tempted, in a good manner, but tempted to appear very important, to be recognized, to be applauded. But she's not Saint Joseph. But I'm sure she learned it from Saint Joseph, that humility. I only beg, for the love of God, that anyone who does not believe me will put what I say to test. Okay, so okay, lanza again. Don't believe me, but please follow what I say regarding Saint Joseph. And he will see by experience what great advantages come from commending himself to this glorious patriarch and having devotion to him. That's why the Pope has put him, Saint Joseph, as the model for us. Those who practice prayer should have a special devotion to him always. This is it. You want to pray? You should. You should approach Mary and approach Jesus through Joseph the way he did. How, on the very first moment that he received that intimation from the angel to go to Mary to receive her as his spouse, Joseph reflected, that's it. She was praying. He was praying. I do not know how anyone can think of the Queen of the Angels during the time that she suffers so much with the child Jesus without giving thanks to Saint Joseph for the way he helped them. That's it. All her life, our mother. You have devotion to Our Lady. You have to complete it with Saint Joseph. She was not suffering alone. She was not sacrificing herself alone. Not at all. Never. Because wanted it that way, not because Joseph volunteered himself. Because God wanted it that way, she had always the help, the consolation, the company of Joseph. What about you and me? Do I help myself with the experience of Saint Joseph, with the example, with his intercession, in order to reach Jesus faster, more directly? Do I put at the focus of my life that relationship to Mary and Jesus? Do I live for them? Do I live in them, in the house with them? Do I learn to talk to them the way Saint Joseph did? You see how all the decisions Saint Joseph took, he prayed. He prayed to God. He prayed to God with the example of the persons there, with the relation that he had. Prayer to God, it's not independent of the realities. Prayer, conversation with God, it's not always just, well, God, yes, is God, but in the reality of your life, we always refer to God. Always, the problems we have, the difficulties we encounter, the persons we are under our charge and we have to bring closer to God. Lord, this and that. Lord, this job I'm doing. What do you think I should do? Lord, this piece of advice I have received, what do you want me to do with it? You see, this is a real prayer. It's a contemplative prayer, conversation with God. Well, this is the prayer of Saint Joseph. He must have deliberate in his conversation with God, deliberate about what to do next. Okay, they tell me to receive Mary. Okay, so I do in these circumstances with this caveat and with this advice. The way Joseph helped them. To help them, Saint Joseph had to give himself to the task. He lived for them. That's why he was able to help them. Do I realize that as I work, as I rest, as I love, whatever I do, I'm helping the others. And I'm a part of God's providence towards the others, whether you like it or not. God is using you to bring salvation to the world. God is using every Christian. Saint Joseph said yes to God from the very first moment to the end. What about you? If anyone cannot find a master to teach him how to pray, advice of Santa Teresa. You want to know a master, a teacher, how to pray? Let him take this glorious saint as his master. Thou. Okay, so very easy. Take him as your master of prayer. And this is precisely what Saint Jose Maria Escrivá wrote in the way number 561, word by word. Whoever does not find a master to teach him how to pray, take the glorious saint as his master, his teacher. So therefore, very clear. Lord, I don't know how to pray. Hear that voice. Go to Joseph. Who said that first? The Pharaoh, you remember? The Pharaoh of Egypt, yes. When the people were going to him, oh, mahal na hari, ang pakain. And the Pharaoh would say, go to Joseph. Of course, was the other Joseph. Well, this, we can say, is an image of what Jesus does. Jesus is God. Lord, give me this. Lord, help me there. Lord, the situation of the church. And Jesus said, come to me through Joseph. Go to Joseph. Go to my mother Mary, because they are inseparable. Let him take as his master, and he will not go astray. Saint Teresa assures us. You will never be frustrated. And she continued, may the Lord grant that I have not erred in venturing to speak of him. How charming. She was saying amazing things, and she says, well, may the Lord help me so that I have not told you a mistake, no? For though I make public acknowledge of devotion to him, she was not ashamed of saying, I'm very devout of Saint Joseph, in serving and imitating him, not just only devotion, emotional devotion, but in serving. Okay, the way Saint Joseph served, that is, being the hands of Jesus, the lips of Jesus, the work of Jesus, the work of God, and imitating him in our interior life, imitating him to live in the house of Nazareth. This house, your place of work, has to be an extension of the house of Nazareth. This way, you will be living with Joseph. I make public acknowledgement of devotion to him. In serving and imitating him, I have always failed. He was true to his own nature, when he cured my paralysis, he was, and Teresa, it seems she had a sickness and cured her, and gave me the power to rise and walk. And I'm following my own nature in using the fervor so ill. So, we have some information about St. Joseph in the Gospel, very little, by the way. But we discover that the prayer of St. Joseph was always grounded and founded on his unique relation with Jesus and Mary. Relation was very special because he was a father for Jesus, and indeed he was the spouse of Mary. Repeated time, Mary called him spouse. He called him your father to Jesus. What? This is a tall word, no? Your father and I, first place. That's why he is our teacher of interior life. Why? Because of his unique relationship with Jesus and Mary. Intimate. Not just that he knew Mary and that he was familiar with Jesus, but that he was there with him every day. In the same house, living, doing everything, talking to him. And with that charge that he took very seriously, of teaching Jesus everything that a normal father in Israel will teach his son. How much we have to learn from him, and how seriously we should go to him continuously to learn to pray with more piety, the way, the tenderness that he had for both of them, Jesus and Mary. With the simplicity, St. Joseph did not make pompous statements. We never hear him do something statement. Actually, the Gospel does not gather any word of Joseph, quotation. The simplicity of Joseph's prayer, the intimacy, the depth. When he has to make a request, he does it through Mary. Son, why have you done this to me? Your father and I, you see, is Our Lady talking on behalf of Joseph, talking to Jesus, talking to God. Do I go from Joseph to Mary and reach God? That's very clear there in the finding in the temple. Mary was voicing her interest, her question, why have you done this? But she clarified, first of all, I do this in the name of my spouse, Joseph, your father and I. Very clear. Think of it. What do we find there? Joseph asking Jesus, what are you doing? Explain to me, because I cannot understand. So these bits of information should be enough for us to put things together, to glimpse at Joseph's qualities, of the difficult mission entrusted to him, to teach God how to be a good man, simply. And he did. We read in the Gospel, the child Jesus grew in stature and maturity and emotionally, we may say. Child Jesus must have learned so many things from Joseph. The way to wear the shawl that the Israelites had to have when they went to the synagogue. The accent is in conversation. From there to the most material things. How to eat, how to wash himself when he had grown. How to handle the martillo and the lagare, how to take the tabla and smoothen it. We read that Joseph was betrothed to Mary, and before they came together, she was found to be with child. they were already husband and wife. Because the betrothal is a ceremony that had the full force of matrimony, except that thing of living together. They have not celebrated the wedding. So Joseph accepted Mary for his spouse. Although St. Luke does not mention the presence, specifically the presence of Joseph, when Mary immediately after the Annunciation decided to go to Elizabeth, probably our Mary put things together. The angel mentioned, and your cousin Elizabeth. In her prayer, she might have reflected, eh, bakit naman the angel tells me, buntis my cousin Elizabeth. Okay? Kahit na matanda. Okay? She might have been thinking, why did he say that? And immediately Mary concluded, God wants me to do something about it. Perhaps I don't know exactly all the terms of it, but I'm sure he wants me to do something. Therefore, I have to give there to give a hand. Even if now I am pregnant with the child, with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Okay? The humility of Mary. Now, what we come to the conclusion is that Saint Joseph must have accompanied her, because the evangelist is describing the difficulty of the journey. He says he abit in Montana, so he went to the sa kabukiran, no, sa bundok, no. So he went to the mountains there of Judea. So it was not an easy journey. So how do you imagine a lone woman at that time traveling through the province like that? They were loca, no, or what? No. So, and she is even pregnant. No. She must have gone there with the obvious person, because we are told also, you put together, that they were already betrothed. So they were already permé. You know? So formal. You know? So we were ready, one for the other. They can talk of us, Joseph and Mary. So, and if Joseph went there, why did he go? Well, to protect Mary. But don't you think that Mary had told him the whole business? Okay, so the angel had come to me, I have to go there. And Joseph agreed and accompanied Mary. That could be the normal, the logical question, no? So you see how Joseph also received the word of God and thought about it. It's not that he said, okay, take Mary, and no, he reflected. Of course, he didn't linger on, but he brought all this to his prayer. What do we conclude? That in important things and in little things, Saint Joseph brought everything to his prayer. We have to continue learning from Saint Joseph, with calm, with the scripture and the tradition, and the spirituality, the writings of the saints tell us about Saint Joseph, agreeing with Mary to accompany her, we were contemplating, receiving the explanation of Mary. I'm sure if Mary did not tell Saint Joseph, well, you remain silent and don't say anything, but you come to me. No, she might say, look, it's because of this and this and this. We also have tasks to do, like our Mother the Virgin. Sometimes we have to go to the mountains, to difficult passages, situation. Don't you think we have to go to Joseph, telling him, accompany me, as you accompanied Mary? When we find aridity, routine in our prayer, when we find distraction, when we find tepidity in our life, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, help me, help me. When we get distracted in Mass, in our prayer, when we get distant from the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament as He is here. Joseph is the custodian of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You see how easy it is to connect. Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, help me to increase my Eucharistic devotion, that I may see you, Lord, through the intercession of Saint Joseph, with the eyes of my heart, with the eyes of my faith, increase my faith. Don't you think we have to ask him to help us to prepare the Mass and the communion? The Mass, sitting down at the table with the Lord. How many times did Joseph sit at table with Jesus and share the meal? Well, infinite, no, not infinite, but since the child was born until he died, I'm sure. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, every meal he was with Jesus. Don't you think he has experience to sit down with Jesus, to eat with him? And how Saint Joseph must have thanked God for this meal. It was common in Greece after a meal. How Saint Joseph, how do you think that there Saint Joseph immediately went down to play computer games immediately after? No, at the time there was, they didn't have any television, not even radio. So after a meal, they must have been sitting down on summer at the entrance of the house under the parra, that is the vine with the uvas hanging there, very common at the entrance of the house. You have a shed there, and then you have the vine there, and you see the tankatnam uvas there hanging there when it's the season, very pleasant, covered by the sun, and you sit down there. Maybe drinking hot water, I guess, because they don't have tea. I don't know what they drank. So, and talking about so many things. Perhaps about, well, we have to finish this mueble for so-and-so. Maybe they will pay us soon. Or thinking about a thing, very soon will be the feast of this. And the child listening, the child asking this question, and St. Joseph there. So we have to learn from him to live the thanksgiving after the Mass as well, looking at it as a get-together with Jesus, with Mary, with Joseph, sit down with them in peace. We have to imitate Saint Jose Maria, his devotion to Saint Joseph. We have to walk in his footprints. Whatever need, whatever difficulty, we have to go to Joseph. When we need someone to help us in our task, in our plans, and what we have to do, what is pending in your life, go to Joseph. In your projects, go to Joseph. You see? That's why our founder, Saint Jose Maria, told us that the tabernacle key in the center of Opus Dei always should have a little cadenita with a little medal of Saint Joseph, and behind engraved precisely Iter Joseph, because Saint Joseph is the custodian. Yeah, the key is the one that closes and preserves the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. That's why it's under Saint Joseph. But mostly, let us go to him, to Saint Joseph, so that he intercedes and grant us fidelity to all of us, to persevere in the task. He never departed. Saint Joseph did not say, well, pagotna, so I think I'm going to make a trip to alone by myself. I think the Jerusalem soccer club is playing against the Samaritans, so I want to go there to watch the game. Sorry, it'll be 3 days absent. Only three. No, St. Joseph was all the time with them. So fidelity to all of us, and many people to help us in this task, because St. Joseph saw the birth of Jesus, and St. Joseph will help us to see the birth of Jesus in those persons who come around us. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I beg your help in performing them. Immaculate Mother,